Hello, I shall sign in. My name is Jason. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hello?
Yes, thank you for calling our cell phone. My name is Jason. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello? Hi. Can you
Hey
hear me?
there, sorry. Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay, thank you for calling Large Cell Fiverr. My name is Jason. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Karen. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Okay. So I've seen your guys come down through my neighborhood, and it looks like they're all done. And then your competitor is coming through and throwing in their wires up above while yours are underground. And just wondering if you're ready to take new customers for the Saugerties area.
Yes,
At
of course we are.
Two Stevens Court.
Okay, give me one second if it's okay. Okay. Okay, what was the your house number?
2 Stevens Court, Saugerties.
Zip code, it's one.
SEVENS.
Your zip code?
12477.
Okay. You said Stephen Core?
Yes, STEV as in Victor, ENS Court.
Okay, found you. And this is for a home or for a business?
Home.
A home, okay. Okay, and would you like the 1 gig or the 2 gigs? Depending
This
on
is
how you guys.
available. When can you install this? I want to know if you're ready to install.
The installment will be from here in a week, if that's okay.
I'm sorry. It's so you're ready in a week.
Well, yeah, we have other appointments as well. So
Oh,
our
okay.
guys are
So
field tech.
the system is ready and ready to accept
Yes.
new customers.
Yes, we are.
Oh, well, that's good because when were you going to let people know in the neighborhood after you dug up everything?
Well, we already did go by telling everyone about it. I'm not sure. Maybe they forgot about your house. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, because my husband had actually, put in and put his email address in, and he has, and through Facebook and, talk for availability, and nobody ever got back.
Oh, really?
So,
Oh.
we've been on this and we've gone and seen you at, places in the town and talked to you, and nobody has said, "Oh, hey, we're ready and we're taking customers now."
Oh, I'm
I'm
sorry
just
about
kidding.
that. But now I could take you if you're ready and available.
Yeah, considering that I usually pay for it. The only problem is that when you put it on, like, do you have to have talk to my husband? Because how does the switching go with between me and Spectrum then?
Okay, so there's a few days that you well, it takes just a few days. 1 or 2 days it takes the installment. But with your current provider, it would depend on them, like how long they take as well to.
So who contacts them? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You would have to call contact them that you're going to switch to us.
Okay, but you can set yours up and switch me to that before I drop them.
Yes.
Okay, because that's what I'm trying. I want to make sure that I don't have to wait for you two guys to coordinate.
Oh, no. Like, if I schedule an appointment, then that day they go install it for you, and then that day you would have internet. But yeah, we suggest our customers to not cut their service until we are fully
I wouldn't
online.
cut my service until after I know yours is up and running.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, yes. So, back to scheduling. So you're ready to, you know, put on and do. So what do you need to know?
Okay. So, the 2 gig?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 minute.
Now, do I have to give you all my bank stuff right now?
Yes. I will need that later on.
Okay.
Okay. The 2 gig. Okay, so right now as well, we have a promo and targeties only. So yeah, you'll be getting the 2 gigs for $69.99 when you enroll to auto pay.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be getting the 2 gigs for $69.99.
How much? 2 gigs 16, for how much?
$69.99.
$69.99. This is the 2 gig, not 1 gig.
Yeah, this is the 2 gigs.
Okay, because normally it's $99.99 or $89.99.
Yes, but we have a promotion. Just in Socrates, we have it going on at the moment.
Okay, and how long is that promotion for?
By the end of June.
Okay, I got that. But, I mean, how long does that promotion last for?
Oh,
I'm going to pay $69.99 for how long?
Yeah, it's going to be for 2 years. It's,
for 2 years?
Yeah.
And then what will it go to?
There, I wouldn't know the price that would go up to or less. I'm not sure about that yet, but
okay,
I can.
So we could basically say since it's without the automatic payment, it's $99.99. And so with the automatic payment, then it goes to $89.99. So right now, it would be $89.99 if there's no upcharges.
Oh, no, right now there's a promotion going on in Saugerties.
I understand that, yes.
Yeah, so then that's $20 off.
Yep.
Yep, so then
all right,
that.
All right, $69.99, and that's with the that's with the banking, right?
Yes.
Sorry, I must be asking all these crazy questions.
You're good.
Move forward.
I'm here to answer all of them. If you have any questions, just don't hesitate on making them. By any chance, would you like any extenders?
No, I don't think I need any extenders. I don't need phone. I don't need any of that. No.
Oh, no. So it can cover a bit more than your house. Let's say like the outside a little bit more, or so it can reach to every single corner of your house.
So this internet. So are you saying that I don't understand. It doesn't cover my house?
Oh, no, it does. It does. But then because there are some areas, if there's a lot of, like, let's say two walls or mirrors that are blocking the signal, it's going to be a bit weaker. But, yeah, you would be getting the internet covering the entire house. But then the strength of it. So it can reach more. If you like the outside.
So if I go out and sit on my porch, it won't work?
Oh, no, it would. It would, but it won't be as strong. The strength of the internet won't be as fast, I'd say.
Well, I guess I'm trying to figure out. I mean, you know, like my TV is one. I have something in my kitchen. I have something. My husband has an office. We have split levels.
Okay,
my husband has an office, you know, up one set of stairs. My family room is on the other end of the house than from the kitchen, and we walk around with our cell phones, you know, whatever, and I don't know if that makes any difference. I don't understand. What is the strength of the signal now?
By any chance, do you know the square footage of your house? If just to see.
1,500.
1,500, you said?
15 to 16.
15, 16. Yeah, so I would say to add one extender.
And what? How much is that?
It's $7.99 per month. But if you don't, it doesn't really matter. If you don't want to add it, but I just recommend it so it can.
What is the signal strength that you're sending?
Well, it's just so it can reach to every single. Let's say if you're going outside. So it can reach more the the strength of the signal with the Wi-Fi. Because you can see the bars.
Well,
And
I'll have to tell you that I'm on the phone right now with you, and I have it through Spectrum. And in my house, I'm lucky if I have one bar.
oh no, but with us, you'll be getting all four.
I'll be getting all four bars without an extender, or do I need that extender?
It depends on how close you are of the router.
Well, if I'm standing next to the router,
Yeah, you'll
if
be
I lose you,
getting.
hold on. If I lose you, it's because I'm moving.
No.
All right. Now, I am literally, standing next to my router, and I have one bar.
Okay.
So what are you going to give me without extenders?
I can't see, but that because I'm not there at this moment. But I could tell you that we will be giving you better in, like, let's say, faster internet, and the range of it. You won't be getting one bar. You'll be getting more than that.
So anything you give me with just your regular thing will be
Yeah.
better than what I've got. Is that what you're saying?
It's gonna be, yeah, I would say yes. 'Cause that's not really good if you say that you're close to the router and it's not as quick, or the range isn't
No,
that much.
no, no. It's been really, it's been, it's always been iffy.
Yeah, no
It's always
problem.
been iffy.
You won't be having
And so,
that
okay,
problem with us.
so, all right, here's the next question. The next question is if I just say go with your basic right now for the $69.99, and I know that it's $8 to boost it. If I wanted to boost it later, how much is it going to cost me?
You wouldn't be boosting with the extenders. You would have to change the service itself, like the plan. So you'll be going to the 5 gig. And I would just recommend the 2 gig because you said that you have an off, your husband has an office. You guys stream and use your phones. So yeah, that would say the two gig is the ideal plan.
Well, that's what I figured. So I'm sorry. What I'm trying to determine is you said I needed extenders so I could get better whatever.
The range of
So
the Wi-Fi.
get better range. So if I don't get that extender now and then find that I don't have better service, better range, then how much would it cost to add that later?
You can always add when, yeah, there's no extra cost to that if you already have a service.
So if I already have a service and I'm finding that I'm not getting range, I can call you up and say, hey, I need an extender on this and it's going to cost me $7.99.
Yes, that would be if you call for that you would like an extender. Yes, we would. It would just be the price for the $7.99 a month.
Okay, so I don't have to make that decision now
No.
because one of the reasons why we're going with you was that you're going to be so much better than what we have now.
Yep, that's the plan.
That's the plan.
Yes.
That's the plan because you want us to talk this up and say, hey guys, you should be getting this.
What?
Okay. So yeah, no, I want the 2 gig plan with no extenders at this time.
Okay, no extenders at this moment. Would you be interested in our phone service or no?
No.
No, service. Okay. Okay.
And is that the $24.99 per month per line? Is I guess crystal clear digital handphone service with unlimited nationwide calling. Is that Is that going to be like if we, again, is does that change if we change our minds? Does that change following month?
No. No, you can always add on.
Okay.
Okay, just one question. By any chance, do you own or do you rent your property?
We own.
We own, okay. And is the billing address different than the service address?
No.
Okay.
Unless it's just the name on the account, that's all.
No, no problem. Okay, so your first name? Or
it's
that
Karen.
Was, okay. Karen, K-A-R-E-N?
K-A-R-E-N.
And your last name?
Is D as in dog, E as in Edward, capital R as in Robert, U as in umbrella, Y as in yellow, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, the writer.
Okay. And your email address?
Is K, and the last name, D-E-R-U-Y-T-E-R, the number one, so K to writer one.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay, and your primary phone number?
Is 845-750-9910.
Okay, just verify it was 845-750-9910?
Yes.
Okay, and how would you like us to contact you?
Phone is fine, or text, or email.
Okay.
If you text me, I don't want tons and tons of ad stuff.
Oh, no, no. So you would like us to opt you in for email and text message only? Or just
no,
text message?
No, I'm fine with phone calls. I actually like phone calls.
Okay, perfect.
But you know, all three are fine, but...
You would prefer phones?
I prefer phones. The only thing is that if I don't know your extension and the phone number, I don't always pick it up. So, yeah, text and email is good, too. You know,
no problem.
Once I figure out what the number is, then I'll know it. But, you know, don't somebody call me and not leave a message because it'll be chicken.
Okay, no problem. So, at the moment, I'm just going to read a few disclosures for you, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So, if required a temporary drop, maybe laid on the ground, we will be coordinated for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. To maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers to wait until our fiber services are installed so then they can cancel their current provider. The ONT, gateway, and any equipment provided by Archdot Fiber is a property of Archdot Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. You will receive a return kit to send all equipment back to Archdot Fiber. Archdot Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service and billing questions in general, please visit our website. You are automatically enrolled in our Archdot Fiber online account using your email address you provided today. Do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and pre-recorded from Archdot and its agents or vendors to the phone number provided? You may revoke this consent at any time.
Yes, as long as it's business related.
Yes, of course.
You know, I don't want spam. I don't want spam phone calls. I don't want spam nothing.
Okay, no problem. So is it better just to put it for email? Or a text message.
Well, what? Are you going to spam my email then?
Oh, no. No, we're not going to spam. We don't spam. We don't like doing that.
I just, okay. You know, don't call me for, you know. I don't want junk phone calls. I want business only.
Yep.
What? What was the very first thing you said? Was that just the fact that it's already installed? They all went in through, or do you have to dig another line to come to the house? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, no, they've already installed it then. So, yeah, let me see your address. Because you said that they already finished there, correct?
I think so.
You know, there's no... Let me see the map.
I don't know if they're ready to come here and finish us. Or, you know, if it's finished and I just have to call up and say, hey, I want this now.
No, yeah. We already have service in your area. So, yeah, you're all good to go. So, are you willing to do a credit check? If not, there will be a $50 deposit required.
Oh, I don't want to give you a deposit, but I can tell you that my credit score is 800 or damn close to it.
I would still have to just... It's a soft credit check.
Yeah, I know. You do a credit check and...
If that's okay?
Yep.
Okay. Give me one second. Your service address was 2 Stevens Court, correct?
Yes.
Sorry. Sorry, your last name again?
DeRuyter, DeRuyter.
Okay, thank you very much. And your social?
You can't do it without my social?
No. Sorry about that. It would just be with the social for the soft credit check.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Well, I actually want to know how the heck this all gets done online then.
Because
I'm at your site and I can go through this whole thing without even a...
Oh, no, it would ask you the same thing. It would be the same process.
Right. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm only saying it once. 086-56-9115.
Sorry about that. I couldn't get it all.
What do you have?
You said 016?
No. 086.
Okay.
56-9115.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry about that. 845-7-9-9. Okay, so you're all good.
What was it?
Yeah, all good.
Pardon me?
Excuse me?
What was it?
Well, we don't see the score that you have. We just see that if
All right.
there's a deposit that you would have to do or not.
All right.
Okay. So, would you like to auto pay paperless by
Yes.
ACH or debit card?
ACH.
Okay. Okay, your router number?
All right, hold on a second. I got to find my checkbook. I got to find the account number. Hold on.
Yeah, no
Hold
problem.
on. Right, it's 221
Okay.
97
Okay.
62
Okay.
43
Okay, and your account number?
is 200 3816 5001.
Thank you very much. And is this a check-in or savings?
Checking.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any questions or comments by any chance?
Don't we have to set up the appointment?
Yeah, right now we're going to that right now. Okay. Okay. So I have Let me see the dates. For Monday 1st.
For what? Monday when? Next month? Next
Well,
Monday
let
the
me see.
24th?
Oh no, we do have it for the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th,
All
the
right.
25th.
I'm looking. I got to look at my
Oh, no
calendar. Hold
problem.
on. Sorry about that. Let me see.
No problem.
So what are we looking in June, right?
Yes.
And we're looking at next week, right?
Yes.
Okay. Monday is good.
Monday I can't do that day. I can do Tuesday or Wednesday.
Tuesday, no, I want my husband home. Can you do Friday the 28th?
Yep. I can do it 8 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m.
Eight, one, 1 p.m. is good.
1 p.m. Okay.
1 p.m. on the 28th.
Okay, so you'll be getting a text message, an email, just to confirm your appointment. Yep, so I already sent that out, if you can confirm for me.
All right. What time are we doing this on? I'm sorry, 1 o'clock. I'm just putting in the
Yes.
calendar. And it takes, what, about 2 hours or?
Yeah. Yeah, it can be 2 hours or less.
Okay, I got that. So you want me to look at my email here. I haven't gotten it yet.
Do you get a text message by any chance?
I do.
Okay.
I want to see. Wait, well, let me see if it went into spam. Hold on. Service PayPal, blah, 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 blah. Nope, didn't go in my spam either. What do you have for a read off my email address?
It should have came out as Archtop.
No, I want you to read off what my email address is.
Oh, it's kdwriter1@gmail.com.
Right, spell DeWriter for me.
DeWriter.
Yep, that's right. I'm just wondering why I didn't get it. But you can text me.
Yeah, do you receive the text message?
Nope.
Yeah, so it might just take a few minutes. But if not, I would just give you a call back in a few minutes if you like, just to confirm if you received the text message. Or I'll be able to send you out another message throughout the week. Just
right.
As reminders.
All right. What else was I going to say? So this. So you put it in on the 28th.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So the 28th. When do I get billed then? When will I be getting billed?
Next, let me see that. So yeah, it would start next month.
Next month,
yes.
Beginning of the month, end of the month, you pay before the service, after the service.
It would be.
I mean, do I pay before I receive service, or do I pay it after? So, am I paying the beginning of July for the month of July, or do I pay at the end of July for the month of July?
It would be the same date that you would that you got the installment. That's when your services start.
If I have an installment on the 28th, I'm going to be billed on July 28th.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't owe you any money on the 28th of June?
No.
Okay. So it's after the fact.
Yep. Yeah, because you passed the credit check and everything. You're all good.
Okay. And that's going to come out automatically. And I'm sorry, this is $69.99. Are there taxes involved?
No.
No,
no tax.
$69.99 and
yep.
No other tax.
Yep, nope, no hidden fees, no nothing.
Okay, and so if all my friends in the neighborhood haven't signed up for this yet to get it at $69.99, when do they have to do it by for $69.99?
By the end of June.
So by June 30th, or so are you guys open on Saturdays and Sundays?
Just till Saturdays. Sundays, we're not open.
All right. So you couldn't take a phone call like this, right?
Not on Saturday. On Sundays.
Not on Sunday. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Not on Sunday. So
yeah,
they
not.
Really have until Saturday the 29th, and all they have to do is have it scheduled, not actually installed, right?
Well, you give us a call so we can schedule the appointment so then you can get the installment of the internet.
I understand that, but if I tell my friends that it's like, hey, the month of June is when you get the deal, they have to call by Saturday the 29th.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Or do they have to have it installed by the 29th?
Oh, no, they can just call until the end of the month. Then we schedule
okay.
It.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it could be scheduled to be installed in July, but as long as they made the appointment by
yep.
Saturday the 29th, then they're all good for
yes,
$69.99.
Yep.
For the 2 gigs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we'll see a crew here then on the 28th at 1 o'clock.
Yes. And if they get there earlier, they will be sending you a message or giving you a call just to confirm if it's okay.
Okay. You know, I still didn't get that text.
No?
Nope. And?
Yeah, it takes a few minutes for this for the system just to get all the information?
Unless they're not sending them out right away. And I have it on the email either.
And your phone number, just to verify, it was 845-750-9910?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, just taking a minute. But other than that, is there anything else that I can help you out with today, Karen?
No.
Okay. So yeah, we'll be seeing you on June 28th at 1 o'clock so you can get your internet.
Your name is Jason?
Yes, Jason.
Okay. Are there any other Jasons there?
No. There's just a few of us, a few people in the crew.
Like, if I don't hear from it or I don't get any of these confirmations, I'm going to call back, and I may not talk to you, but I'm going to tell somebody else that I didn't get this stuff. Oh, wait a minute. I might have just gotten that. Messages, Archtop Fiber. Okay, I just got. But
okay.
My order of confirmation. Never mind. You have order below, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so that's cool.
Okay, thanks. Okay, thank you for calling the Archtop Fiber.
Real good day.
You as well. Take care. We'll be seeing you then.
Thank you. Right,
thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye.